Kaspuk has seen a lot of changes in her 10 years of service on the school board. Both the federal and state governments have imposed a standard system on schools, and she sees better accountability for teachers. But her worries are far from over.
I think we need to have some courageous conversations. People don't always want to talk about the low Native student achievement or low-income families, but we need to have those conversations to know how to put supports in so that we do see an increase every year in achievement.
Puk has worked to build those supports into her own family. Shortly after she began her first term on the school board, the district adopted a standards-based grading system. The absence of traditional letter grades was upsetting to some parents at first, but Puk recognized advantages.
When my kids' report cards came home, I knew which areas of math they were weak in and what they were strong in language arts, what they were weak in, what they were strong in. And as a parent, that was really beneficial for me as a Native parent.
Puk's other academic concern is unchanged from her very first day on the job. Is core math right for Sitka? She was out of town when the math audit came in and is eager to hear the results. Puk wants college-bound Sitka students to not find themselves in remedial math classes. Puk sees her work on the Sitka School Board as a way, in part, to address her own education. In what she might consider a courageous conversation, she admits that she struggled in the Sitka schools. She doesn't blame the system so much as the times. Her own mother went to boarding school and did not pass on fluency in Tlingit. Puk knows that her education fell short in some areas.
I was kind of pushed aside, and as long as I knew how to read and write and do basic math, then that was good. That was okay. But I don't think you could say that was just Sitka where I grew up. I think it was just something that from my era was acceptable.
This is where Puk says her quiet advocacy stems from, and she says the district has made huge strides in serving more diverse needs and students. But she also believes that the work doesn't begin on the first day of school.
Don't mean to offend anybody if I voice that some people have the view that it's the school's job to educate their child, but it really takes parent involvement. And if you don't have the supports or you can't support your child at home, go to the school and find out what's available. What's available to help my child to succeed?
The Sitka School District has made a huge investment in technology over the past 2 years. Puk discusses this with no hint of irony. She is a ward clerk at Mount Edgecombe Hospital and says she is not really comfortable with computers.
But our kids are living in a global world, and if we don't give them technology, I think we're failing them. When they go to college, if we don't give them the technology and the tools they need right now, they're going to be behind because it's the way our world is going.
Puk wants to keep giving Sitka students advantages as long as she can, and that includes extracurricular activities. She says that every year at the statewide meeting of school boards in Anchorage, she meets people from districts that have been pared down to core academic classes and little else. A frequently asked question of the Sitka board members is, how do you do it? How do you keep it all going? Puk says Sitka is exceptional.
We live in a great community with organizations that help out. We work together and we keep what we can. But those are also the conversation I would like to hear from the community. What do you think we should keep? What do you think we should let go of?
Like many of the candidates in this year's municipal elections for both the school board and the assembly, Puk says the district's relationship with the city is fragile and could be improved. But overall, as someone who works in healthcare, she finds the district to be in good health. The municipal election in Sitka is Tuesday, October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.